this type of drug abuse, our youngsters want to be seen as being cool, you know, being part of the group, and they want to follow their friends who, you know, who seem to be with, you know, like up to date and modern. And these kids then start going to these type of places, and from there the peer pressure comes on, where they'll say, just try this, you won't do nothing to you, don't worry, I took two of it, I took three of it, look at me, I'm still fine. And when this child or this young teenager tries that drug for the first time, and they don't leave home, again I'm saying it, nobody leaves home saying that from today I'm going to be a drug addict. They try it for the first time. It's a chemical. It has addictive qualities. You'll crave for more. There'll be a chemical imbalance in your body. And then when you crave for more, the only thing that's going to now get you normal and stable again is once you have more. Once you have another hit.
The dose keeps increasing.
And then the dose starts increasing. Then from smaller drugs to bigger drugs. Then after that, more. Then the quantity start increasing. Then it becomes so uncontrollable that drug addict himself wishes that something could happen to him, that he comes out of the state. People are thrown on the streets. You look at a lot of the people living on the streets today. It's because of drugs that they are out on the street, because nobody wants them around anymore. Like Islamic Brother said earlier, they will start stealing from their parents. They will start selling items from the home just so that they can get their next fix.
No, but what I like to question about us, yes. If you are a parent and you know your son hasn't gone to university, he's not working, and all of a sudden he's driving flashy cars, he's got lots of money, won't you as a parent question where you're getting this money from and how? And these drug lords are destroying the lives of thousands of people.
Well, sometimes parents, you know, trying to be the perfect parents sometimes make mistakes. So it mustn't seem as though there is an attack on parents. Parents trying to be the perfect parents, they make mistakes. But as Muslims, we need to analyze our lives, whether we are children, whether we are parents. Our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the perfect example for all of mankind. If parents ask themselves that, how are we bringing our children up? Are we following the norms of society and bringing our children up according to the norms of society? Or are we bringing our children up according to the sunnah of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam? How many parents teach their children and force their children to read salah from the age of 7? How many parents encourage their children to study ilm-e-deen? There are certain branches of knowledge which is fard upon every mukallaf person to know. We know that at a certain age our child is going to become baligh, we're going to become mature, he will be mukallaf, he'll be duty bound to perform salah. How many parents themselves know how to perform salah correctly, and how many of them give pass that tarbiyat, that training onto their children? Now, you know, they say an empty mind is a devil's workshop. So these empty vessels trying to do things the way they think it's right. Like you said earlier on, that a parent, now both parents are working. In the house, both parents are working. The child is brought up by in Western countries by maybe a kafira or a kafir person, a non-Muslim, a disbeliever. And that child is not learning Muslim value systems, the Muslim value system. That child is learning a non-Muslim value system. So, as parents, the parents need to ask themselves that, what role have I played in making what role have I played for my child to become a drug addict? Have I given him the proper tarbiyat? Because there's certain things, certain responsibilities that a parent has, certain rights that the child has over the parent, and certain rights the parents have over the child. We always talk about the rights that the parents or the child has, or the parents have over the child, but we very seldom talk about the rights that the child has over the parents. And this tarbiyah, this training that we have to give our children, this is part of their rights, this is their haqq. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, O you who truly believe, I'm giving you the summary of the translation, O you who believe, save yourselves and your family, wa ahlikum, from that fire whose fuel is humans and idols and stone. So it is the zimmedari, the responsibility of the head of that household to save his child, to save his children's mother from that fire. How many of us, men, husbands, fathers, are making a sincere effort in trying to change, to save our children from that fire?